Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
How's the weather for you? How would you describe it? Warm? Hot? Pleasant? Unpleasant? A few weeks back here in the United Kingdom, 3 days in a row recorded the highest temperatures so far this year. In fact, the maximum on the third day was in Suffolk, the county where I live, at 32.7 degrees Celsius. Now, the average temperature at that time, from a relatively quick search on the internet, is 18 degrees Celsius. It is summer, I suppose. For something random, I thought about Australia at this time, which is traditionally a cold time for me because it is winter there, and out of curiosity, I looked up the range of temperatures on the day Suffolk had the hottest temperature in the capital cities in Australia, and found a minimum of 3 degrees Celsius in Canberra and a maximum of 33 degrees Celsius in Darwin. So Darwin in winter was warmer than Suffolk in summer. Of course, I could ask the Aussies the same thing. How do you describe the weather? It is not so much a matter of temperature or humidity or rainfall, but how we respond to it, what we are used to, and even what we feel about it. Many people have mentioned the weather to me in relation to what they can do then. Sport, maybe, family festivities and the like. And so they may like this weather more for what they can then do. And yes, it is true that a number of people commented that the hot days mustn't be hot for you, and I have cheekily said that they were warm. But I still physically felt the temperature, as I imagine we all did. It seems to me that we have in the weather, whether hot or cold, something we experience. But what is more critical or important is how we approach things, our attitude, and how we describe what we experience. Each day builds on the previous ones, and our experiences grow. And the weather is something all around us. Yes, we can get used to heat and cold and conditions and learn to cope with them. Yes, we can have our preferences about those weathers that physically suit us. Nevertheless, a big part of our response comes from within. Our words, feelings, and actions recognize the weather and are not controlled by the weather. Similarly, with living in the world in terms of the weather at home, the political weather, the workplace weather, are they calm or stormy, sunshine or dark clouds? Much of it is not in our control. But the atmosphere or environment that we can impact and change becomes our responsibility. Predicting the weather is a fascinating thing, and we've all had jibes at meteorologists, I'm sure. And unfairly, I'm sure. Nevertheless, we can make predictions about the weather at home and wherever we are with good tools. While meteorologists use the thermometers, barometers, rain gauges, satellites, and more, so we might use truth, kindness, compassion, honesty, listening, and most importantly of all, for us, hearing God's word as law and gospel. Through God's word, we can enjoy the sunshine and weather the storms in our relationships. I came across this verse from Isaiah a long time ago that was turned into a prayer, which reminds me that God is with me in all conditions, that the conditions don't control me, and that I can follow Jesus. Always imperfectly, I am a disciple in progress, in all weather. You, O God, are as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the storm, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. Let us pray. Thank you, merciful God, for showing your love for us by sending your Son to live among us and to suffer and die. No matter the climate or the season, whether sunshine or storms, be our refuge and strength, and lead us to reflect your love to our neighbours no matter the weather between us. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.